I'm Terry Saka, and this is Rigged Against You. Today, I want to discuss a little bit, just briefly, about the market uncertainty and the big stock market crash that we had. And it was multiple days. But what's interesting about it, I'm going to get into, because there's a little bit of a different angle here. A lot of people saw the market correction. It was probably around 5%, if not a little bit more. And there was a pretty nervous environment there for a moment, but then it rebounded, right? But what's interesting about it is what it really is saying. This isn't just a typical market correction. This was more than that. We had what we call a single day largest drop in the market history at 1,049 points. Now, that was a big day. We all started seeing, what's going on? But there is a little more to this. This wasn't just a typical correction. And what triggered it? Well, a lot of it had to do with what we would call the carry trade. And this kind of chart explains it just a little bit. But the yen carry trade, basically what it is it's an arbitrage where you can buy yen currency at this discount, go in and buy U.S. treasuries, and you can make profit off of that. Now, that sounds complicated, and I get that. But what's really going on is the system in general is extremely fragile. The market system around the world is extremely fragile. Now, we do have what I call the ninth floor desk, basically, right? It's the Fed trading desk, which they have unlimited printed currency, and they can come in and support the markets. And there's a little bit more going on because this was about a stock market crash in the making. But they couldn't have that happen right now. I do really believe that once this election is over, no matter who wins, there is a big market correction coming. Now, it probably won't last long, but we could see upwards to 30%, maybe 40% correction. And so it's going to make a lot of people, very nervous. And of course, once that happens, they're going to come in and start printing trillions upon trillions of dollars. And you want to talk about inflation. But we have a really kind of an awkward dichotomy going on here because this market crash should have been a lot more severe, but they stepped in and bought it on that dip, but it was not a typical buy. The markets themselves are not real. They're in a very fragile state. If we go back to the bank collapses that took place and Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, and a few others, they drained the FDIC insurance. So many of you that are in the bank, they go, I got FDIC insurance. I'm okay. It guarantees up to $250,000. Well, that's not exactly accurate. They do have a fund that is supposed to take care of banks when they collapse. Now, when the Signature Valley Bank took place, they'd almost drained the FDIC fund. And once the rest of them, like there was like four or five of them that collapsed here over the last year and a half, they took all the money out of the FDIC. So there is no more money in FDIC, by the way. Now, they will put levies and fines or charges onto the big banks to build that fund back up. But if the FDIC doesn't have it, they're getting it from the taxpayers. But a lot of people think that these bank collapses were just kind of one-offs. They were just, this bank didn't do well, or they were doing this wrong or that wrong. And these were just random banks. But it wasn't. And I've done a few podcasts. I've showed where the banks stand, but there are hundreds of banks that are not in a very good place. And so, as I say, if they were to raise the rates, interest rates, there would be hundreds and hundreds of banks going down because they're holding U.S. treasuries and the losses are staggering. And that doesn't count the over $500 billion in commercial real estate loans that are going bad, and I don't see them recover. We have a lot of trouble in these big cities, and a lot of these cities, people are just done. They're just abandoning the real estate. That's $500 billion that's coming, but they're not marking that loss to market. So there's a lot of funny business going on in the numbers, but these banks were not one-offs. You would want to more say they were a canary in the coal mine. There is a systemic issue, and this goes way back, starting in 2008, and the trillions upon trillions they've printed into the float. None of it is stable or real. So what you're starting to see with a handful of banks collapsing, there's banks out there now that are 175% over their capitalization, meaning they're just basically on the verge of collapse. And there are many, many more in the wings, let alone once they take that $500 billion in commercial loan losses and they put it into the actual book. But they're not going to do that. What you're seeing are signs. The system, I'm just saying, it's fragile. It's not real. And there's so much more going on that people just don't realize. My guess is there is a really high probability after this election, we will see a substantial market correction. They will come in and print trillions upon trillions, give the market a little more juice for a while. But the West, and specifically the United States, is in a lot of trouble. We are a nation that is in more debt than any nation in the history of the world. It's going through a realignment. We are going to go to something new. Now, they need an excuse. And so I always say that's why the wars, or there's going to be another bioweapon release or something, cyber warfare attack, something is coming so they can blame the major collapse on that. After this next year or two, if they can pull this off, mind you, this isn't a guarantee. Once that's over, we're going into probably a depression. We're going to have to go through a controlled burn to get this thing back on track, and a new economy with a new currency and some form of what we don't know. I say we're at a fourth turning. And if you haven't studied up on fourth turning, it's pretty incredible. A fourth turning is a very unique, and I'm not much of a cycle guy or a numbers guy like this, you know, or a date guy, because there's so much corruption that you just really don't know what's out there. But the fourth turning is interesting. It's an 80-year cycle in the United States where something really dramatic happens. And right now, we're at the 80 years. And you go 80 years from here, it was World War II. 80 years from there, the Civil War. 80 years from there, 1776. It is amazing. We're now at 80 years. Now, what does that mean? That turning means that our nation went through dramatic change. And so when you think of those three events, our country went through an unbelievable transformation into something different, almost like a snake shedding its skin. We're now at that point. We are either, and people just don't understand the big picture. That's why it's so important to get this out. We are either going down the road to a communist, socialist, total takeover in our nation of our freedoms. If the left wins this election, and I know it should be just a complete wipeout, I don't care if you like Donald Trump or not. You have to look at what the big picture is in finance and who's going to be the better manager when this country goes towards that Great Depression and we start printing trillions of dollars. And I all day long would rather have a businessman in charge of that. But you have to see the big picture, because if we go left, we are going into a full-blown communist and socialist society. They will take our freedoms. I mean, you're seeing it right now in the whole ticket on the left right now. They will take your guns if they can. They will raise taxes through the roof. They're already talking about all of the freedoms they're going to take away from you. And then you look on the right side of the ticket. It is absolutely no way will we do a CBDC. Donald Trump's made it clear. He will not go a full digital currency. He will allow us to keep our currency, our freedom, and we will build America back up to manufacturing, to greatness, allow us to make money. But this fourth turning is serious. Like, we are literally going, if we go left, if this is the last election I believe we will ever have that is fair, and honestly, I don't even believe the last two elections have been fair, but this one will be over. It will be baked right in, because they will rig it just like they do down in Venezuela. The votes will be rigged, period, from this moment on, and you will see all of your freedoms be taken away. You're already seeing certain states in our country. implement laws people would never think they would do. That's just the beginning. I think they get four more years, it's over. And then on the other side, we rebuild America great. We build in from the bottom up, and everyone has an opportunity for wealth and to create generational wealth. And we won't go CBDC. Joe Biden and the left, and I know Kamala and all the others, they're all the same. I mean, Kamala and Walz, they're probably the most radical, left-wing, radical, liberal, socialist, communist pair that you could put together. Kamala Harris literally has the most radical, liberal agenda in the Senate. Out of 100 senators, she was the most radical. Now, they're trying to whitewash that. But I'm merely bringing that up because we're in this fourth turning moment. We are going one way or the other. Now, the world knows this. We are no longer a unipolar world. We're a multipolar world, meaning there's now multiple nations leading, and BRICS are leading right down the pathway. Now, I wanted to show this. Unfortunately, I don't know why, which is really strange. It doesn't come up in my slide in this PowerPoint, but let me just read this. This is pretty incredible. This was written by Senator Marco Rubio on July 30th, and he comes out and he says, China, Russia, and Iran are evading U.S. sanctions by using alternate financial systems, BRICS, backed by gold. And he wants to introduce a bill which would ensure these regimes are held accountable as they attempt to bypass our laws. Now, think about that. This is the arrogance and hegemony of the United States. Now, don't get me wrong. I love my country and I want to win, but I don't like it when we win in a dictatorial kind of tyrannical way. It never ends well. The world will go away from you. And so there's like a tab here saying for Marco Rubio, sanctions enforcement is vital to enforcing our laws upon other sovereign countries. This is unbelievable. And so when our adversaries evade our U.S. sanctions, we must do everything in our power, he says, to ensure they are held accountable and safeguard our financial system. This bill prioritizes countering regimes that are attempting to circumvent U.S. sanctions, including those in Tehran, Beijing, and Moscow. Now, this is interesting because this is the BRICS. These are the BRICS. We lost our petrodollar. Countries are doing trade and energy now in their own currencies. The BRICS is coming out with their currency unit. These nations are joining by droves. Well over 60 to 70% of the world's population are going to BRICS, and they're backing that currency unit 40% with gold. And they're not putting up with us pushing them around. Now, I think, you know, having Sloppy Joe in there for the last 4 years have shown such an incredible weakness from Afghanistan to all the wars that we're dealing with. But they know we're at the end of a cycle. So when you start to see the canaries in the coal mine, like the banking system collapsing or those banks that did collapse, and then we had this stock market crash, that was just a blip. That's what's coming, but in a more dramatic way. And they're not going to be able to control it because it's going to go deeper than just the carry trade. Even Japan themselves have sold $200 billion in U.S. treasuries and they bought gold. More countries are getting out of our treasuries. So who's buying our debt? We have to issue $1 trillion, print $1 trillion every 3 months this year just to survive. It is absolutely unsustainable. It can't be done long term. We are at the end of a cycle. So in this fourth turning, we're either going one way or the other. And we're dealing with not just the idea of communism versus freedom and patriotism. We're also dealing with a radical transformation of the U.S. dollar losing its reserve status. And I see articles out there. These are plants. These are definitely deep state power elite type of plants that are saying, oh, this is ridiculous. The petrodollar was no big deal. And the BRICS are never going to do this. And they're just everything they're saying. And I know the guy that's saying it, he's from the military college and everything. He's an economist. He's flat out just gaslighting. I'm telling you, they definitely are done with the petrodollar. Saudi Arabia has signed on with BRICS. And what this is going to do, the BRICS now are going to trade among each other in currencies using the BIS, the Bank of International Settlements, and the new Enbridge system, which is going to go into a digital currency realm. And then, of course, I told you in past podcasts how the BIS wants to then take it into a one currency, almost like a one world order currency. If the West wants to trade with the BRICS, we are going to have something more than, gotcha, don't worry about it, right? We're good for it. Our faith and credit, we're good, because we're not, and they know it. We're at the end of a cycle, so is Europe. And what you're seeing right now play out is there are blips on the screen to something so big, it's not even funny. And I want to show this again. I want to keep doing it because it's so important. This is the chart that shows where we're at when they contract the currency. Right there on the right, we're at minus 2%. And if you go across all the way back into the 1800s, every time we've gone into negative contraction like this, we have had not only a depression, but we've had double-digit unemployment. We are teetering on the edge of a cliff. Our system is literally a sheet of thin ice. And what you saw in that market crash is nothing. I'm going to end with this. It's so important. When we were back in the day, this is over 20 years ago, cash in the bank and stocks and bonds in your retirement account and portfolio, they were yours. Legally, they were legally yours. It was said, this is yours. And in any proceeding, if anything goes bankrupt, that was your asset. This has all changed. And I'm going to get into this in the Great Taking series I do. But they changed it in the Uniform Commercial Code. Your stocks, your bonds, your retirement, your IRA, your cash in the bank, you are not only unsecured creditors, which will be the last ones to get paid back in a systemic collapse. Your stocks, bonds, and cash is now legally titled as collateral to the debt of these banks and financial institutions. And so if the systems go down, which I'm saying it's being orchestrated, so it's not random. I believe that's why Klaus Schwab says you are going to have nothing like it. They know this has been going on for 20 years, changing these laws. And these laws in the U.S. Commercial Code now say your stocks, bonds, retirement accounts, cash in the bank is collateral to the debt of the institutions. That's where in 2008, Dodd-Frank, they had the bail-ins, meaning we pay and they can take your stuff. The only thing you can do to avoid that is to own tangible assets outside the system that is not collateral. That would be gold and silver in a depository, gold and silver in your IRA, because if something goes down, you could always have that gold and silver shipped home, pay the taxes later, but get it home in your hands. That is not collateral. Right now, almost everything you think is your life savings and your retirement is literally titled legally as collateral. And the Chinese know it. The BRICS know it, and they're coming for us. So this is going to get bigger. It's going to escalate. They're getting away from U.S. treasuries. And watch out. When China comes out and says they are no longer pegging their Chinese yuan to the U.S. dollar, that U.S. dollar is collapsing. We are this close. So don't take chances right now. Be properly diversified. Definitely give Cornerstone Asset Metals a call. Start the conversation. Stay away from the big gold companies because you'll get twice as much silver with Cornerstone than you would with the big gold companies. They just sell you a really good story and they charge outrageous premiums. But this is just the beginning. So be very cautious and watch out. trying to ride it out to the very end, because we used to say in the financial markets, pigs get slaughtered. So don't try to squeeze out the last, because remember, we're still at 12% inflation. It's best to start diversifying if you have not, and start it now. So until next time, God bless you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.